oh, hello. Bam. And you say, hey now, say now. Bam. And you say, goddamn, this is a dope jam. Come on, I'm broad. Let's all sing. I'm broad. Come on now. I'm broader than Broadway. Here we go. Yes, I'm broad. Come on. I'm broad. You know the song. I'm broader than Broadway. And what are you doing over there? You're diddling, 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 diddling myself. And it feels so good. Oh, you don't want to talk about masturbation, do you? Well, you better change the channel. I'm talking about my sauce will mix with yours. And we'll make a good goulash, baby. Oh, yeah. What time is it? It's time for Get Wood with Jess Wood. Hi, how are you? My name's Jess. I'm, you know what I am? Your pal. That's right. That's right. And how was your week? Because Get Wood is about my week, and I'm hoping that your week is as great as my week, or as weird as my week, or as funky as my week, because that's what it's all about. Funky, weird, what? Week. Anyways, it's about all kinds of stuff. Laundry, mice, boyfriends, girlfriends, sex changes. Yeah, it's true. First of all, I just want to thank everyone who sent me such lovely feedback about last week's show and how many people got a good laugh out of the doctor in a t-shirt. Because, you know, the funniest shit is true. And that's why I tell you all the true things on this show, because it's fucking hilarious. And I want to just share it with you because, you know, there's enough pain in the world. There's enough tragedy in the world. There's enough bullshit in the world. Why not have once a week where you can have 30 minutes to have a little giggle, some fun? You know what I mean? But if that's not your style, I can dig that too. So get on out of here is what I'm saying. No, I invite you all. I have no judgments. No judgments and no expectations. It's something I practice and it's very hard on both ends. Hello. Thanks for the feedback. Yes, thanks for sharing the show. Thank you for all that you do for me. Yes, I've put up my delightful... If you're watching and not just listening, you can see that I've gotten to the delightful fake tree behind me. Yes, I've done it. I've hung it up. Because you know what? Carrie Fisher, if you're one of those people that's like, oh, calm down on the Christmas shit already. It's only November, whatever. Listen, Carrie Fisher, may she rest in fucking peace, this bitch. And she would like that I said that. Miss Carrie Fisher had a Christmas tree in her house year round. And you might be saying to your radio or to your television or to me, there is no radio or television on right now, to your phone, hey, Jess, Carrie Fisher had a lobotomy at a certain point in her life. Or maybe not a lobotomy, but what is it called when you get your electric brain electrocuted? You know, shock therapy? Yeah. So perhaps with a little shock therapy comes a want for some decorative and festive things upon your home for the year. Because why not? It's just so cheerful, you know? Anyway, that's what my mom used to say. Oh, it's so cheerful. Now, funnily enough, well, I don't know. It'll probably make sense to you if you know my mom. My mom, who, I use the word loosely, raised me. And she was raised Jewish herself. She was raised Jewish, but got a nose job and changed her name before I was born. So who knew? Hello. She was a Jewish person this whole time. Anyway, but I had a funny feeling about she was Jewish because she always asked me about my shitting. Yes, you heard it right, shitting. Anyway, she hated Thanksgiving. You know, oh God, Jesse, no. Thanksgiving is, what are we celebrating? Slaughter? Or what are we celebrating? Genocide? You know, and because I was raised, it was his story, not history. And she would always remind me about the real history of the real shit that happened in this country. And so it was often a very, you know, hate on the Thanksgiving. So that's fine with me. I don't need to, I wasn't a pilgrim in my past life, nor did I come from those folks. So what do I really care? But, you know, she was pretty severe about it. And it's like one of those bullshit, I mean, again, I sound like her because she was always like, oh, it's just one of those bullshit holidays that it's a Hallmark fucking holiday, like Mother's Day, you know, and even though on Mother's Day she'd always go, but I do want a card. Okay. You can't say it's bullshit, but then want to participate in it. The baby boomers, they're such hypocrites. You know what I mean? But really, sometimes I have compassion for them, sometimes, because they're from a generation who had a saying that was, don't trust anyone over 30. And then they all turned 30, you know? What do you do? That's why in the Buddhist traditions, they talk about not clinging to any sort of identity. Do you know what I mean? To any kind of label of identity. Even your religion. I mean, even though the Buddhists invite all the religions, they're like, fine, you can come on in. Come on in. We like everybody around here. But if you're clinging to that shit, like even if you say, like, for me, I like to try to put down the weed once in a while. Put down the fucking weed once in a while. But it's so a part of what my ego considers my identity. Does that make sense to you guys? Like that I'm like, oh, but you've been doing it since you're single digit, my love. Who would you be if you didn't smoke the weed? And actually, I'm quite fun and a great time. It's like when I stopped drinking, everyone was like, how are you gonna be? I'm like, I don't know, how about clearer and more fun, and I'll remember what had happened was, you know. It's really when you have the third gentleman in your adult life approach you and remember your full government name, and you just can't place him, and you have had him inserted inside of you, well, I think perhaps you need to put down the drugs. Do you know what I mean? Anyways, that's a lot. It's a lot. I know. It's a lot. But you know what? We're here. We're friends. We're family. And we're telling each other the truth. And you know where we connect? In the vulnerability. I know. Thanks for asking, though. My gums are better. Thank you. I've been taking these fakakta antibiotics. I'm so not an antibiotic person. That reminds me of my old neighbor. I had made this dish, and I put a lot of onions in it, and I don't like onions. So I texted him, and I said, hey, when I was living in Albuquerque, another place that, P.S., does not celebrate Thanksgiving like my mother. God bless Albuquerque. Oh, speaking of which, hello, my little babies. Anyway, I'm getting very excited. Anyway, my mom hated Thanksgiving, obviously, because, you know, it's a slaughter holiday, Jesse. It's a slaughter holiday. But she loved Christmas. Is that so weird? Anyway, yeah, so in Albuquerque, my friend, I said, hey, I texted him when I made this dish and it was too many onions for me. So I texted him and I said, hey, are you an onion person? And he texted me back, no, I'm a real boy. Shut up. I fucking love that so much. Hang now, sing now. You know who I miss? Who we haven't talked about in years that I actually videoed one of his videos to send to a videoer who's a video of a video? Free Money, the Ho Hunter, a.k.a. Free Money the Great, a.k.a. Free Money. Free Money, a.k.a. Ho Spin, a.k.a. when he saw me and I tagged him and I put a little picture of myself, he wrote, ooh, that's that good, good snow. Thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you. I think that's just so flattering, you know. It's a fucking compliment, you guys. Shut up. You know what else is a compliment? Being on the floor instead of behind the bar at my little job that I do a couple days a week. Let me just talk to you about coming out from behind the bar. Now, at first I was like, ooh, let me stay behind the... It had been a few years. Look, we'd all had a hard time during the fucking... Remember this pandemic that just happened where we were all away from each other and isolated? And yeah, I talk a lot of shit and say, oh, the Gen Xers and the older millennials didn't have the hardest time because we were raised like that. But maybe, just maybe, that triggered all the old shit from our childhoods and we did have a harder time because we were like, fuck, we weren't taken care of as children. No wonder I have such a hard time taking care of myself as an adult, practicing reparenting. What is this show about? This is to say, I thought it was a good idea when I first got this job to just be at the bar and be behind the bar. And I thought, you know what? I'm protected by the bar. Nobody could come and like touch me, like, miss, excuse me, miss. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to, I don't like, with, I don't, people come, hey. But guess what? Glory be. And evolution is in the air for your friend Jess. Your pal Jess is having some evolving moments and thoughts and actions in her life. So thank you so much for being here and being witness to it. And I also hope that you are. I hope when you, you know what I hope for you? I hope that when you are doing stuff differently and it's more positive and you're having a and it's having a positive outcome for you in your life, that you notice it and you go, you know what? Look at me, little boy. You know what I mean? Like a little, like, and if you're not watching, I'm patting myself on the back. I'm being a nice lady to myself and I'm saying, like a little baby would be, how you would say, good baby, good for you. You know what I mean? Because we're all just little babies underneath all this tough beanies and making fun of the flute music from Andre 3000. I'm not going to make fun of it because you know why? God bless him for feeling his fucking feels. Anyway, I went out on the floor. Thank you for having ADD with me as well here on this show. I go out to the floor to be a waitress. Now, I call them waitresses. Do you say server? What do you say? Do you say server? Because I say waitresses. And I don't care. I don't like server. When I come up to the table, and here's how fucking fine I am with being there. Guess how fine I am with being there now. Listen to this one. I go, hey, what's up, you guys? My name's Jess. I'll be your, I'm not going to say server. I'm going to say waitress, or I'm going to say witch. How about part of your coven? If it's a table of women, I'll always say that. Hey, I'm going to be a new coven member here. And they all go, yay. And then guess what had happened was I get the fucking, I get the love so heavy. It's a heavy flow, Tampax, of the love that I get. The love that I get. Is yeah no the help I'll fucking I'll fight somebody if you call me the help. I had almost broke up with a person, should have broke up with them at the moment. Oh, you know that story. Don't get me riled up right now, Penny Valley. So I'm on the floor and the people are loving me so much. Yes, listen, I had girls who, like, girls that were sitting with, like, three other men, you know, women and men, young people, older people, all kinds of people. They were like, you're so cute. Oh, my God. You're so fun. You're so fun. And I said, thanks. And what I really, I mean, yes, I am. I am fun. I am fun. That's a check. However, what I've noticed is I treat the each table with the same amount of like love and spirit and presence, being present, as my presence is a present to the table. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. And like they're the audience. So I go up, like it's a stand-up show. And I go up and I'm like, hey, what's up, you guys? Hey, how's it going? I'm Jess. What's going on? And everybody's like, oh, hello. Who's this woman that's very excited to be here? And you know what? I am genuinely happy to be there. And I think that's what they pick up on. So they're like, oh my God. So when girls are like, you're so cute. So this one table, two young women there. One woman has a huge bow on her head. You know, bows are very on trend. I don't know if you know. I'm a heavy user of TikTok. I know you thought I was going to say heroin, but that was my older times of earlier life. But I went from a heavy user of heroin to a heavy user of social media. It's probably just as bad, if not worse. But I do learn dances, which I do at the Dollar Tree with young people. And I mean children, and the parents are often like, how do you know this dance, miss? And I will say it again, and I've said it before, two words, I'm stunted. Okay, trying to evolve. Hey, we're doing it. We're talking about it. So anyway, I'm out on the floor. This girl's got a giant bow on her head. I said, look at that bow. So beautiful, so on trend. And she's like, oh my God. And so we have like an exchange for 30 seconds. I don't know. Then she says to me, and I quote, the girl with the bow says to me, who are you? I would take a bullet for you. Okay. When a young white girl in a very large bow in her head tells you that she would take a bullet for you, this is like in America, It's the equivalent of making it. It really is. It really, really is. Because I feel like we, you know, for... Not for nothing, but the way that we treat people differently, you know, not myself, not you. We're very loving. We love everybody the fucking same. Unless you're a dick, then you're fucking out of here. But, you know, everybody's should be treated the same until they show us differently that they're fucking dicks, and then we'll act appropriately. But until then, how do you do? So, this bitch in the bow, who I fell in love with at that moment, she had two phones in front of her. I said, hey, girl. What's with the two phones? What are you, some sort of drug dealer? And let me tell you something, Fire Marshal Bill. I work on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, New York City. Upper East Side. And let me tell you about the customers on the Upper East Side. You don't know how far you could go with them. You don't know how much you could tease them or how you could talk about prison or drugs or dealing or something like this. Like, you don't know. But you know what? I don't even care. You know what I would rather do? I would rather risk getting in trouble than missing the opportunity for a joke. That's probably my motto. I would never miss the opportunity for a joke. I would get in trouble for a joke. I don't give a fuck. You know it. You know, I spoke a lot on abortion. All my abortion jokes killed in Texas when I was there a couple years ago, before we lost our rights. And I talked about losing our rights. And then we fucking lost our rights. And all these young women were waiting for me after the show. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, that's right, bitch. Let's go, baby. Stand up for your rights. What the fuck happened to us? Anyway. Excuse me, Bob Marley. So this young woman had two phones in front of her, the woman with the bow, and I said to her, what are you, a drug dealer? And she laughed. Oh, she laughed, and she loved it. A drug dealer? And she said to her friend, she called me a drug dealer. And her friend said, yeah. Her friend wasn't as impressed. Her friend was a Leo. And you know what, a Leo? I love you, Leos, but you're very unimpressed. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about. So she said to me, no, I'm not a drug dealer. This is my friend's phone. And then she gave back one of the phones. And I said, oh my God, wouldn't it be great if you were a drug dealer though? I said, ooh, my plug wears a bow. And then I said, that might be Taylor Swift's new album. And she said, oh my God, you know Taylor Swift's plug wears a bow. And I said, oh my God, you're fucking right. Because you know Taylor Swift is a huge cocaine person. Stop it. Don't even. You know... You know she is. Okay, so I used to date a guy from down south who had a younger brother who was in South Carolina, and let's just say he knows the fucking T on Miss T. And quit it with all the thin. Anyways, so I had the best time on the floor with my girls, my guys. Everybody was so lovely. Everybody, I got notes written to me. I made a bunch of fucking money, which is good because I only work 2 days a week. So I got to kind of make, you know, rent and fucking, and I'm going away. I'm going on my European vacation. I am going on my European vacation in a week from Thursday. I go to the Paris. Sacre bleu! I go to Paris, and then I go to London, and then I go to Amsterdam, which I think is hilarious. My friend who lives in London said, well, Amsterdam, it's a cool little weed city. And I go, well, yeah, but like every city is a cool little weed city now. Even in US, we have all these weed cities now. And she goes, oh yeah, kind of makes me feel bad for Amsterdam a little. And I was like, right. Anyway, so I had a great time on the floor, which is crazy, right? Because here's what had happened also on that lovely evening. Now I'm back on the antibiotics because I don't know what's going on. It wasn't a cracked tooth. There was an infection in the gum. The doctor in the t-shirt didn't know what he was talking about. And you know he didn't because he was wearing a t-shirt. And should I call somebody? Anyway, so I went to the dentist and they gave me the antibiotics. And so I'm on these fucking fakakta antibiotics. And God knows I'm drinking the kefir because, you know, your probiotic takes away the good. Anyhow, riveting conversations, I'm sure. But on account of that, I have to carry I'm sorry, I'm looking at my notes, you fuckers. Some of you think I don't have notes. How would I not, how would I speak for half an hour? Anyway, I threw away my antibiotics on a shift, one of my shifts this week. And so I had to go through the trash. Yeah. To find, you know, the antibiotic. And because you have to, you know, you have to take, I don't know what will happen if you don't take all the antibiotics, but they always warn you like something fucking happened tragic, like you're going to die. So I dug through the trash, and the restaurant I work in is quite small, And so I did have gloves on. I'm not a monster, but I'm going through the trash and people are at their tables, you know, eating. And I'm going through the trash like George Costanza. What am I looking for? An eclair? And I'm B-O-Z-O. And I see that there's a glue trap for mouse, you know, in the trash. And I don't pay any attention to it. I just kind of go by it and I'm still looking for my stuff. And I have to tell you that part because then later on, I went into the recycling trash because I was like, well, I didn't find the fucking antibiotic in the trash. Oh my God. Now I'm digging through the recycling trash. I know it's disgusting. I'm in the restaurant digging through the trash. I have gloves, but still it's a waitress digging through the trash. So I find it. I found it. Okay. I'm feeling real good about myself. I find it. I take it. We're good. Then at the end of the night, boop, caught to the end of the night and I'm helping clean up. And I go to take out the trash where I thought, you know, originally the thing was, and I went through it and the glue trap and the whole thing. Well, I guess something had slipped in there where it was, I don't know, a lubrication of sorts because, ooh, there must have been a little mouser on that trap that I didn't see at first when I was going through it like a maniac. Well, something had gone in the trash since the shift started until the end of the shift that it must have lubricated the glue because the mouse now, oh, he was running around like it was a fucking racetrack, some sort of shibbity-boobity-boo, like it was the New York City fucking marathon in the goddamn hefty bag. And I go in and, like, you know, when you look down and all you see is like a, like he's running for his fucking life. And I'm like, ah, and I'm getting like kooky right now. Like I'm getting like, ugh, I feel, I could, you, because I'm holding the hefty bag and you can feel the mouse like, sugar, booga, booga, like trying to, and then you feel bad. Because you're like, I don't want to suffocate the fucking mouse. So I yell at the manager, ha, to the manager guy. And he's like, all right, calm down. And then he gets me and he takes it outside. And he goes, don't worry, I let it out. And I was like, okay. And I don't know if that's better, you know, to let it out, like off to freedom again with your thousands of family and friends, mouse of New York City, or to let it suffocate in the bag. I don't like to think of anything suffocating, suffering. Even a mouse. I mean, if it was a rat, I would let it suffer. And you know what? Why do we say that? Because mice are cute. See, that's the other thing. Remember when Case died? Remember when my boyfriend died a few years ago? And we're coming up on that anniversary. We're coming up on my mom's death anniversary, actually, on Saturday this week. And then my boyfriend next month. Well, I shouldn't laugh about the death, but he was a very handsome gentleman who died. And he was so handsome. And so after he died, I was showing, you know, I was a wreck, but I was showing his photograph to people who were like, oh my God, I can't believe he died. And I'd be like, I know, look at him. He's so beautiful. And they'd be like, wow. Like, that's really a loss. Like, why are we sadder when they're more handsome? Do you know? And then someone actually said that. And I said, well, it's the same thing with thinking you're getting harassed as or getting picked up on, you know, like at the office. If the ugly guy is, I mean, this is so mean, but this is a fucking bullshit human thing. If the guy that you're not attracted to, let's not say ugly, the guy or gal that you're not attracted to comes up and is like, hey, you're looking fantastic today. You know, you're like, ah, harassment. But then if the hottie McClatterson comes over and is like, hey, I like your outfit. You're like, oh my God, I just drop those pencils, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean. Stop it. Don't. And then anyway, so the trash, yeah. So I went through a trash can. I washed up afterwards, but it was uncomfortable. Hey, you know what I love to do? One of my favorite things to do at this time of year, because you see it out. It's all crunchy and sad but true. Hey, guess what else is sad but true? Sad seasonal affective disorder. But true, it happens to like 30 million of us. What do I see that on the commercials? Anyway, I'm not taking anything for it per se, but I do force myself to go outside. You know, I'm still living near the beach. So even though it's, fucking frigid over here with the wind off the ocean, but I can't show my weakness because the people I'm surrounded by are very tough. You know, I can't believe how you're so cold. It's like springtime right now. You're so weak. You know, so I have to try to, you know, be tough, but also I wear a giant coat. I like this time of the year because you can actually start to wear like fun. Like I like a little neck coverage. I love a coat. I love a hat. You know me, I'll wear hats when it's not even hot out. Very, very LA of me, I must say. I'll admit it. I know it's goofy, but it's very LA. Like in LA, you see those pictures of people in LA and it's like, LA doesn't even get below 60 degrees. And they're wearing like a hat, like a beanie like this and like Ugg boots. Like, oh man, it's so cold. It's like freezing, bro. But hey, more Albuquerque lovers on the chat here. I thought Albuquerque in the wintertime, one of the most beautiful places. But, you know, not for nothing, New York City in the wintertime. Are you fucking kidding me right now? Boom, booyakasha. Fifth Avenue, go and look at the lights. What are you fucking crazy over here? This is the town for it. You know, you want to look at some Christmas traditions. Perhaps you like a Hanukkah lighting of a dreidel. Perhaps you could also see this happen over here. So I'm very pleased to be on the East Coast for the holiday season. However, I will be traveling across the pond for a couple of weeks. I don't know what you're listening to right now in terms of music, but I got to tell you a lot. You know, the Christmas songs are back on, obviously, and some people are like, oh no, fuck that. And they get crazy and they're like, change it. I can't stand it. And I have to tell you, I actually like them. And the funny thing, well, I like the weird ones. I like the ones that are the alternative one, you know, I don't know, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. That's not an alternative one. Or the Italian, Dominic the Italian Donkey. Or, you know, those aren't really the alternative ones. I like the ones that are like, maybe they're the classical Christmas songs, but they're done by Twisted Sister. You know, oh, come all ye faithful! You know what I mean? There's something about it that makes me really happy. And I'll take a couple of the traditional ones as well. I'm not one of those Mariah Carey ladies, but I figured it out because I thought how weird it was for me. I love, my favorite music is like hip hop, R&B, reggae, classic rock. You know, no Christmas. There's no Christmas in there. But guess what? I like it. So I was thinking like, why the fuck do I like it so much? And then I realized because sometimes, you know, you want to do the shadow work. You're working on your shadow. My shadow likes Christmas music. Do you want to know why? Because my mom would be calm. Yeah. For like the first time all year, she would fucking take a goddamn chill and relax and be like cheerful and sing along to the, you know, rum-pa-pum-pum. Oh, the rum-pa-pum-pum. You know, my mom would be really psyched. And really, like, it would bring her craziness way down. And, oh, you just like the Holly likes the Holly ones. You are Holly hilarious. I'm sorry for that, everyone. That was horrible. But you know what? That was hollerable. Don't holler at me. But yeah, my mom, who, you know, struggled with her mental prowess. I don't know how to put it nicely. She was a bit mental. It gets me that fast. So the Christmas music calmed her down. And so I used to say to her, and remember, we didn't live together since I was 15. She moved out when I was 15. And she will say to this day, well, she's dead now, so she won't say it anymore. But she would say up till her death, Jesse, I didn't move out. The juicer was there. Okay, so the juicer was there. And you can't cuddle a juicer. Anyway, so she loves it. So I like it too. And that's that. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. Doodaloon, doodaloon, doodaloon. Some things will never change. Hey, I wanted to tell you, I'm just going to take a few more minutes of your time to tell you about the senior storytelling volunteering that I did this last week. Can I just tell you how much I get out of this? I have to recommend, first of all, volunteering in general. It's a fucking hoot, man. Whatever you're doing. Because you know why? Because you get out of your own head. You get the fuck away from yourself. You're just with these other folks. You're there for them. You're present for them. I mean, I guess you could say it was like waitressing. You want to get them what you want. Is there a spirit above me? And so I do the storytelling thing once a month with the seniors, and it's not in my building, but it's in my complex. So it's like four buildings down where I get to go and hang out with these senior citizens, and we all tell stories. And this month it was about, like, you know, being thankful and what are you thankful for and all this stuff. Well, I was lucky enough. Usually it's just a big table of us, and everyone's kind of just sitting around a table, and the woman who leads is in the at the front, and I'm at the front with her because I'm kind of like the teacher's assistant, you know. And but this day our teacher was sick, so she was doing it on Zoom, and I was lucky enough to get pulled aside by Susan. Susan wanted me to, okay, now listen, Susan. Susan wanted me to join her in the seats next to each other, and she had her phone on Zoom, so we were joined in the Zoom. So, Susan, I'm not changing the name for the innocent. I don't think she cares that I'm talking about this at all. She's very proud. She talked. She had something to say about everybody, but it was hilarious. Like, she wasn't necessarily cruel about people, but man, she would give me the fucking what is what on everybody. You know, one lady would come on, and granted, this lady's 92, not Susan, but the woman who came on the Zoom to do her story. She's 92 years old. And what she loves to do is she doesn't so much tell a story as really list ingredients down and then we were having, it's usually revolving around a party for like a grandson or a great grandkid or something. She's 92. And then, well, we would have chips, dips, soda, a cake. The cake was really very good. The cake was a little sugary. They were cookies. They were crackers. And like, and so Susan's next to me, and she's losing her fucking mind. And so she mutes her phone so that they can't hear her. And she goes, you know, she calls me. She calls me. About the woman talking. She called, I have to get very comfortable when she calls me because I know it's going to be like an hour before I can say anything back to her. Like, I love this. I loved it. And then at the end of all the sessions that we do, I need to cut my bangs. Do you think? I've fucking pushed my hair away from my eyes like the whole show. Anyway, as my mother would say, get you, Jesse, just if we could see your beautiful face. Okay, thanks, Mom. So Susan is I love her so much. And then afterwards, at the end of the session, we sing. We sing a song together, and then we sing Happy Trails. So Happy Trails is every week, but then the first song is so this week it was New York, New York. I wanna make, you know, but New York, New York. And so we're all singing. I mean, not together, but you know, everyone's singing. And then I turn to Susan, I go, yes, yeah, Susan, come on. And she goes, right. And she gave me like a side eye and like a, but it was just so Susan, you know, you couldn't get more Susan than that. I tell you, And I am grateful. I'm grateful for Susan and the seniors. I'm grateful for you. I love this season. You can wear your hats, your sweaters, your goodies. Do you have to change your closet? Do you have that much shit that you change? Not shit, stuff. Ours is stuff. Theirs is shit. So tonight, if you're in the New York City or Brooklyn areas, or you're nearby, or you're coming through for the holidays, please make it over to Young Ethel's tonight at 7 p.m. because you cannot believe the show that's going to happen there. It is the most fire fucking lineup. And they have a tarot reader, photographer, there's pinball machines, there's drink specials. It's a free show. It shouldn't be free. It's so fucking good. Tonight at 7, Young Ethel's on 5th Avenue, between 12th, I think, and 13th Street in Brooklyn, Park Slope. Brooklyn, Park Slope. And tonight, and a lot of you witches know this, but tonight there is a very, very big charged energy Seven Sisters Storm midnight. Make sure to write down all of your seven things you want to attract, seven things you would like to banish. And I wish you well on that for the year. And listen, when you look back on last year, because I always keep the year of last in my calendar next to my calendar of this year, just to see like what it looked like from last year to this year. Hang on. They're coming to get me. Hang on. Hang on. You know, they know I'm almost done. My windows are closed. This is where I sleep. Yeah. How you doing? Welcome to Brooklyn. Now get the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to Brooklyn. Now forget about it. That's what I fucking say. Yeah, have a good day. Anyways, listen, it's the Seven Sisters. Write down your seven attractions, your seven banishes. There's seven people in the chat right now. That's 777. That's angel number shit. Listen, y'all are fucking magic, and I love you so much. Please, won't you share the show? Tag me, motherfuckers. And bonjour, motherfuckers. Au revoir, motherfuckers. And bien, como estás? Bien, a two, a three, a four, and a 777. I guess that's it. Okay. I love you so much for hanging out with me. I love you for listening. I love you for watching. I love you for sharing. I love you for being you. And you know what? Just be you. Don't give a fuck. Unless don't hurt nobody. Ain't gonna hurt nobody. Don't hurt yourself. Don't hurt anybody else. Do you, boo. Take care of what you got to do. And don't even sweat the smaller things. You know what I'm saying? Just like have a good time. I know it's a funky week. I know it's a funky season. Just be gentle with yourself. If you can, listen, if you can this week, before I see you next week, get like some sort of self-care in, you know, whether it be a tub with some salt or some bubbles or both, whether it be like go to get your nails done. Maybe you get your if you have a child, I'm looking at you, maybe get your child sat for an hour or two and go get your toenails painted. Just something that it doesn't have to cost $1 million. I went and got my eyebrows threaded on my break from work the other day because I thought, you know what? I've been serving all these people. Let me get somebody to service me. Ooh, that sounded nice. Anyway, thanks for sharing. Love you. Thanks for watching. Love you. Take it easy on yourself this week. I love you. Write it down. Take a bunch of breaths. If you have to go sit with family and your family is challenging, take a bunch of breaths before you go inside. That's all you have to do. Just take a bunch of breaths. And if you need to attach those breaths to a pipe of some sort, just don't make it a crack pipe, okay? I love you so much. All right. Is that, yeah, that's it. I believe so. Okay. I love you. I'll see you next Tuesday. Until then, be good to yourself. Be good to each other. Don't lick a pussy you don't like or suck a dick you don't like. Don't do anything you don't like. Okay. Love you. See you next time.